The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside. This is a special report. This is going to be quick, so we aren't going into the store. We're going down to New York City Comic Con. Let's check it out. Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. For this special edition, we have Slade from Friendly Neighborhood Comics. He has feet on the ground, as he put out earlier today. Feet on the ground down at New York City Comic Con. How's it going down there, Slade?
Oh, man, it is awesome. I'm actually currently sitting in a cab on our way back to the hotel for my second or third or maybe fourth drop off of the day. Man, we are exhausted. We started up at 7 o'clock this morning. We went to the Diamond Retailer Breakfast, which was just awesome. I saw so many people I haven't seen in a long time. And then we hit the floor, as you guys saw. So many artists that I know. It's almost like a reunion when I go to these shows and I get to see these people. Bunch of exclusives. We had a bunch of the comic exclusives, which we got today. And then we were able to get, like, some insider information that, you know, we can't release yet, but, you know, we'll definitely release it when they tell us we can.
Yeah.
man, I mean, I will say this year was probably one of the best talks that we've gotten from a couple different people. And Donny Cates and the VP of Marvel were there.
Nice.
We had a bunch of the DC people, but, like, Marvel gave us so much information. Like, let me just tell you that the books that everyone's reading right now, as amazing as they are, they're going to, like, triple in amazingness, for the new year.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it is overwhelming. That and, like, Boom was there, and they were all about the retailers. They were all about, you know, just helping us out. And, I mean, all the other guys, too. It was great. And then I hit the sales floor where I got some really cool stuff. I mean, you can't see it right now, obviously. I know it's really dark, but I got some art from people that I've never gotten before. I met people like Andrew Griffith, which was really cool. He's a Transformer artist. Always wanted to meet him.
Nice,
I got him and a couple other guys to sketch on my phone case, which was really cool. I did some pin trading, and I'll see if you can see it. The special pin this year you can only get if you trade with...
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's a rat with pizza.
Oh, yeah.
It's based on that video that someone took of the rat taking the whole slice of pizza. But you could only get this if you traded pins with other members of the staff.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
What'd you trade?
I traded one of my personal pins, which was Sexy Skeletor. I had those made for the Transformer conventions that I go to. So.
Oh, nice.
And that was cool. I mean, I saw a bunch of Transformer artists that I know, so that was a lot of fun. And, you know, we've been sampling different foods. You know, New York is full of so many eclectic, cool people. You know, everyone saw my pictures of Midtown Comics. We were there. I was going to buy something expensive, and I didn't. And I'm glad I didn't because we got a coupon today. So we are, as I said, on our way back to the hotel, and then I won tickets to M. Night Shyamalan's premiere of his new TV series, which I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's where you're headed after this, right? That's at, what, 8 o'clock tonight?
That's at 8 o'clock tonight, so it's a quick drop-off at the hotel and then a turnaround, and then it's a turnaround and we'll be back out.
Cool. That's awesome. We're going to be able to touch base tomorrow, hopefully?
Yeah, I'll try to give you a buzz tomorrow. I'm letting my partner in crime sleep in tomorrow, and I'm going to run there early to do a couple last-minute things, and then we're going to do some New York stuff in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. So. We'll touch base tomorrow then.
Excellent.
That sounds awesome. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah, no problem. And stay tuned for – I'll definitely send you some pictures and videos tomorrow.
Awesome. Thank you very much. All right. Thanks, Slade.
See ya.
Take it easy. All right, that was awesome. That was Slade from Friendly Neighborhood Comics calling in from New York City Comic Con. Hopefully we'll have more tomorrow, so check out your podcast subscriber, and we'll post some more stuff if we get it. Have a good night. Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. Thanks for listening.